A very good morning to you. David Sheehan with you here on Horizons. Today is the 25th Sunday in Ordinary Time, and by sheer coincidence, we have a Killarney-focused episode. There is both a Season of Creation biodiversity event and a parish mission beginning today, so we'll talk about those later. But first, you know who else is based in Killarney? Bishop Ray Brown, welcome to Horizons.
David, good morning. Good morning to you and good morning to all tuned into Horizons this Sunday morning. It's amazing how quickly time passes.
Schools and colleges have settled now and everybody's into their regular routine that they're probably going to have now for most of the rest of the year.
Yes, and please God, university students, third level colleges, that people attending there have found a place to stay. It's sad there's such a crisis of accommodation for third level students. Please God, people have found some way that they can have a good balanced year in college. Congratulations especially to those who did Leaving Cert last year and have now a place in college. Please God, as the weeks and months go by, they'll feel they're in the right place, that this is the future for them. But going from them back to the 4 and 5 year olds, first year in primary school, and the lovely pictures of them recent weeks in the local papers and magazines. God bless those setting out on their first day in primary school. And every blessing on all the families and all the parents, all the homes of all students, I say, from the beginning, play school, right up to finishing in college and moving on to the world of work.
Bishop, the Kerry Community Awards just happened in the Rose Hotel.
Yes, and it was last Thursday night. Congratulations to all the groups involved. I think maybe there was more than 20 from all over the county. There was Cúnamh Ivrá, supporting children with special intellectual needs in South Kerry. There was two groups from Fianna, Ecology, Care of the Environment, Care of the Coast. Then there's the Stowell Community Centre and also Milltown History and Heritage Society. So it just shows the breadth in community. So many other sports could be mentioned too that were nominated. And maybe it's not so much about the winners, but about the health and strength of our community organisations throughout the county. Maybe September is a joining time. People might say, will I join something in the community this September? Looking forward to the year ahead in the sense that the year almost runs from September until the time for summer holidays comes again in June or July. So I would encourage people in every neighbourhood, let people be involved in their community. Maybe ultimately in most homes, let there be somebody who's involved in some activity throughout their own community. But well done and congratulations. And it's wonderful to see all the community involvements, all the community groups that are there. And they mean so much to community life and they so much enrich and enhance our lives and keep us in touch and help us make new friends.
We're in the latter half now, Bishop, of the Season of Creation, and the short documentary we produced is up on our YouTube channel for everybody to see. And you were also in that. You gave a great interview in the documentary.
No, I saw the launch. It was launched live online and I watched it that night. It was lovely to see it. I say the different events it highlighted in schools and in homes and in church grounds throughout the county. And all the expertise that's there. And I spoke on it too. We're back to the environment. These days encourages us to actually celebrate the environment in the sense that if you drive around the country, there's combine harvesters. Also, it's the season of fruits and nuts being picked. It's also for potato gathering, putting potatoes in pits or selling them on or whatever. And the beauty of nature in terms of you can see the first turnings of leaves on the trees. The green is going, beautiful colours coming. So maybe it's a time to appreciate nature. You know, it's a simple fact that everything we eat grows. There's no such thing as really as artificial food. Everything grows as crops or as meat. But I think we just don't realise that all fruit is involved in growth of animals, of birds, and in the fields. So maybe autumn is a good time to have this season of creation. Just to read Pope Francis, what he said back 10 years ago and more, the prayer he prayed for creation. It's a prayer for our earth, and it's a prayer for our earth, for all forms of life, including human life. It's a lovely prayer and encouraging, a prayer for our earth. All-powerful God, you are present in the whole universe and in the smallest of your creatures. You embrace with tenderness all that exists. Pour out upon us the power of your love, that we may protect life and beauty. Fill us with peace, that we may live as sisters and brothers, harming no one. O God of the poor, help us to rescue the abandoned and forgotten of this earth, so precious in your eyes. Bring healing to our lives, that we may protect the world and not prey on it, that we may sow beauty, not pollution and destruction. Touch the hearts of those who look only for gain at the expense of the poor and the earth. Teach us to discover the worth of each thing, to be filled with awe and contemplation, to recognize that we are profoundly united with every creature as we journey towards your infinite light. Almighty God, we thank you for being with us each day. Encourage us, we pray. Encourage us in our struggle for justice, love and peace. The great sense of all being part of one great whole, and the need to respect all of creation, and the need to care for it, the need to avoid damaging it or whatever. In this season of creation, we have a lovely leaflet in our own diocese. Season of creation, Thra an Cruithaithe, the time of the Creator. Season of creation, with the theme Peace with Creation. And just two lines from it. One, and it's maybe the most important thing of all, maybe the most important motivation of all for us adults to care for our planet, to care for nature. Pope Francis asked the question, what kind of world do we want to leave to those who come after us, to children who are now growing up? And maybe it's the greatest motivation, today's children, the next generation of children, what kind of world are we handing on to them? And just the simple thing, what can we do in our parishes, schools and homes? That's the question asked in the leaflet. What can we do in our parishes, schools and homes? And it says simply, spend time in nature, synodor, listening, looking, feeling. Come to know and appreciate God's book of nature. Isn't that a lovely challenge for autumn? The season of creation continues. Each parish maybe chooses one Sunday to focus on creation itself, to give thanks to God for creation. And there's various projects throughout the diocese, including the video on the website, various things to encourage and to enable people to, as I say, care for creation. Just to remind ourselves that the bishops have asked that in all parishes, the aim of the 30-30 project is to return 30% of church grounds to biodiversity by 2030. And that's friendly to small animals, wild animals, friendly to birds, friendly to creatures of the earth, the snails and the worms and whatever insects that are there. So it's a challenge for us all, and let's make a start.
It's a very good point that everything we eat grows. I hadn't really thought about it in that way before, but the season of creation is both the things that we create that keep us going, and it's a way of sort of creating ourselves. And we have a number of projects around the diocese, and I think today there's one happening in Fossa in Killarney. So people should definitely come along to that and see our different biodiversity projects. There's a conversation happening these days, Bishop, about why Sunday matters. And I know the Bishop's Conference has put out a leaflet on that regard.
Yes, there's a leaflet. And again, it can be read, it can be downloaded from the website. Why Sunday Matters. Why Sunday Matters, an invitation to reflect on Sunday Mass. And the introduction says, as we journey through the Jubilee Year of Hope, we warmly invite all Catholics to reflect on the immense significance of Sunday Mass. And for those who have not yet done so, to return with renewed joy to the celebration of the Eucharist. Sunday has always been the day of the Lord, the day of the resurrection, the day of rest, the day of Eucharist. From the very beginning of our Christian faith, Sunday has been central to the life of the Church and remains the heart of Christian practice. It is on this day that we gather as a community, united in our love for Christ, gather to encounter the risen Lord and be nourished in body and soul. Our invitation is to reflect on Sunday Mass, and it's presented through the lens of synodality. I just want now to read a poem about Sunday. You know, it reminds us of the basics of Sunday. Just five verses and 5 points in it. The first, Sunday, this day at thy creating word, first over the world, over the earth, the light was poured. O Lord, this day upon us shine and fill our souls with light divine. You know, that's reminding us that Sunday, traditionally in the book of Genesis, was the first day of creation, the day light was created. So Sunday, the first day of creation. And then, this day the Lord, for sinners slain, in might victorious rose again. O Jesus, may we raised be, from death of sin to life in thee. That's our reason for Sunday as our day of worship. It's the day Jesus rose from the dead. This day the Lord, in might victorious rose again. That's why we have Sunday. We rejoice that Christ has risen and is with us, and has won a victory over death for us all. And then the third thing that we often forget. This day the Holy Spirit came, with fiery tongues of cloven flame. O Spirit, fill our hearts this day with grace to hear and grace to pray. Reminding us that Pentecost Sunday, Pentecost was on Sunday too. And then a lovely one in number 4. O day of light and life and grace, from earthly toil a resting place, the hallowed hours, best gift of love, give we again to God above. Sunday as a day of rest, O day of light, from earthly toil a resting place. That's been there too since the earliest times in the book of Genesis. Sunday is a day of rest. So you can see those. Sunday is the day of creation, the day of resurrection, the day of Pentecost, the day of rest. And the final verse says, and thus a day to praise God. All praise to God the Father be. All praise eternal Son to thee, whom with the Spirit we adore forever and forevermore. And Sunday is a day to give thanks and to give praise to God. And isn't that the basis of Sunday? Isn't that the basis of Sunday for us all? And maybe just we can talk about this in further times and horizons. But just to see that, you know, for the balance of work, rest, play and prayer in our lives. Prayer meaning awareness of God and appreciation of God. Don't we need some time in our week when we stand back and see, have we got the balance? Sometimes we're very aware of things that are awkward in our lives and we forget all that we have to be thankful for in our lives. But is Sunday a good time for that? You know, some people, I think, can be too busy at the weekend. And if you're too busy at the weekend, you're thrown into work or education or the family chores on the Monday. You're just not ready for them. That there needs to be that space of rest, that space to stand back and to be together and to count our blessings, you know, and to realise that our joys far outnumber our struggles. And that's the case for most of us. Our joys far outnumber our struggles. But just that sense of Sunday and to think about that. You know, in terms of Sunday Mass, there is a concern that numbers have gone down. In many places, there's a feeling that people begin to come a bit more. Maybe people might be there every Sunday, but some people have set themselves a challenge of maybe being there at least twice a month. And say, we'll talk about it again, but it's something important for our faith. And I think overall, too, it's something very important for all our well-being. That balance between work, rest, play and prayer. And prayer points to Sunday, as well as turning to God each day, morning and night, and trusting the day to God and counting our blessings at the end of the day.
Speaking of things happening in Killarney, the Killarney Parish is beginning their mission today, and there's going to be a novena happening tonight. Could you talk a bit about that?
Yes, it's the mission. It's the new form of mission. It starts Sunday night and ends on Friday night. So it's a journey of 5 or 6 days. And, you know, it's good to get involved. It's good to come along and just to reflect and just look at the world, trusting in God. Look at God at the heart of the world and just say, set ourselves in the right direction. Set out on the right path for the year that's ahead now from September to June. So the mission begins tonight. I said the Redemptorist priests have come. They delivered the mission. We're very grateful for them. And hopefully numbers will be very good. There's also school masses and school gatherings. They're visiting the sick and the housebound. And it's the whole community together, all ages. It's a lovely time of the year to have it. I say the start of settling in for the winter and the spring, and equally in terms of autumn. So hopefully people will come out in big numbers here at the cathedral and the other places where there's different events and different focuses between creation and between reconciliation and prayer. And the final, I think, is given over to community, that we value each other. We're a community together, that we support one another. So please God, every blessing on the novena that begins this night here in the Cathedral Parish Novena.
Every blessing indeed. Thank you very much for coming on Horizons, Bishop Ray.
And every blessing on people everywhere as, say, families have settled for another year. And as we move through the autumn, a really beautiful time that touches all our hearts. Every blessing.
After the break, we talk about the Killarney Mission.